Certain information set forth in the podcast may contain forward-looking statements under applicable security laws. These statements are not guarantees of future performance, and undue reliance should not be placed on them. Although forward-looking statements contained in this presentation are based upon what management of the company believes to be reasonable assumptions, there can be no assurance that forward-looking statements will prove to be accurate. LifeSci Advisors and the company undertake no obligation to update forward-looking statements in the podcast should circumstances or management's estimates or opinions change. This podcast is for general information purposes only. It is not an offer or solicitation to buy securities and does not constitute investment advice.
So Kamada truly became, over the last few years, as a global player and a global leader in the specialty plasma space with a growing network, a growing business, growing portfolio, and also growing profitability. The company has been profitable since 2017. But over the last few years, especially 2022 and our projection for 2023 and beyond, is that the company will continue to be profitable. We're going to leverage that profitability to continue investing in growing the business, developing our pipeline, going into new territories, and really building a very strong franchise of specialty plasma leadership.
Hello, my name is Neil Canavan, and this is Benchtop Bios, podcast series by LifeSci Partners, where we introduce healthcare investors to the people and the pipelines driving the biotech sector forward. My guest today is Amir London. He's the CEO of Kamada Limited, and this is Benchtop Bio's JP Morgan Jump Off, a brief taste from the banquet of companies that will be attending the 2023 JP Morgan Healthcare Conference in San Francisco. Amir, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me today.
All right, let's start off with the quick one. Please give us the elevator pitch for Kamada.
Wow, great. So Kamada is a vertically integrated global commercial stage biopharma company focused on the specialty plasma-derived therapeutics with 6 FDA-approved products, multiple short and long-term growth catalysts. We've evolved over the last 2-3 years into a global leader in the specialty plasma space.
Splendid. And we'll talk about that evolution in just a moment. But first, I wanted to get just a bit more of the history of you, the person in charge. You came from Kamada on the BD side. This was in 2013. And then 2 years later, you moved to the corner office and became the CEO. But this is not the first time you've been a CEO or your first company in the healthcare space. Yet your background, your training is in engineering. So I guess why healthcare and specifically why Kamada?
Great question. So yes, you're right. I graduated as an engineer, a management engineering degree. And then I started working for a consulting company. We were mainly focused at the beginning on the semiconductor space. And through that, after doing many projects in the semiconductor, and most of them in the US, the company decided to diverse and basically kind of grow the business. And the next step was the biopharmaceutical industry, which I was in charge of that practice. And that's basically, I fell in love in that industry, you know, and has been my passion since then. And I'm talking now about 25 years ago. And since then, I've been with life science and the biopharmaceutical industry. Basically, between Israel and the US, I spent over 10 years in the US managing 2 different companies. A very wide variety of different aspects of life science, diagnostics, distribution, manufacturing, and as you said, since 2013 with Kamada. Why Kamada? Kamada is a very unique company, positioned in an area of significant unmet medical need. We are fully integrated, developing, manufacturing, and selling life-saving therapeutics, hard-to-make therapeutics, in the plasma industry. Our main focus currently is on the transplantation field, an area of a lot of great needs or unmet medical needs. And I'm very happy to be leading this company for the last 8 years or so with great potential to continue growing the company.
All right, it's a very interesting company, the structure. I mean, you actually distribute more than 25 pharmaceutical products, but recently you've made sort of a strategic transformation. This occurred in 2021. Could you elaborate on that for me?
Correct. So in 2021, we've made 2 acquisitions. At the beginning of the year, we acquired a plasma collection company based in Texas, and we've established our own fully owned subsidiary, Kamada Plasma, which is a plasma collection company. And we're in the process of growing that business, opening additional plasma collection centers. And the second, towards the end of 2021, in November 2021, we acquired a portfolio of four FDA-approved products, which are all specialty plasma-derived immunoglobulins, primarily focused on transplantation fields. So the products are Cytogam, Hepagam, Varizig, and Winro, all products with great potential to continue growing them in the U.S. and ex-U.S. markets. As part of that acquisition, we also established for the first time our own commercial team, commercial company in the U.S. market. We are based in New Jersey with that company. And our plan is to continue growing the business in the U.S. and ex-U.S. And that has been a transformational change for us. So until then, we're always relying on kind of third-party distributors who'll be selling our products. But now with six FDA-approved products, we're definitely well-positioned to continue growing the business.
Now, I don't want to take the time today to go through all six products and the various revenues involved, but as you point out, this is a revenue-making company, which is kind of rare in this space. You're making the move into the U.S. Could you elaborate just a bit on your other markets? You are global.
Yes. So besides the U.S. and Israel, where originally the company was founded, we are operating direct in Canada. We have a very strong business with the WHO. So we sell them few of our products, and they distribute it in areas where they operate. We have an office in Dubai, which is responsible for our Middle East sales. And in addition, we have distributors, a network of distributors in over 30 countries. So Kamada truly became, over the last few years, as a global player and a global leader in the specialty plasma space, with a growing network, a growing business, growing portfolio, and also growing profitability. Company has been profitable since 2017, but over the last few years, especially 2022, and our projection for 2023 and beyond, is that the company will continue to be profitable. We're going to leverage that profitability to continue investing in growing the business, developing our pipeline, going into new territories, and really building a very strong franchise of specialty plasma leadership.
If I can be so bold, can you share the revenue numbers for 2022 with me?
Of course, we are a public company. We always share our numbers. So we got a guidance for this year that we'll be selling between $125 to $135 million, and we'll be between 12 to 15% EBITDA. We just recently reiterated that we are going to meet that guidance. So I think that, you know, this year is going to definitely to look good. And looking at next year, as we said previously, we expect that the growth will continue. And we plan basically for the next few years, every year, to be growing at a double-digit rate. So there is a lot to come at Kamada.
All right, so we're talking about growing not only approved products, but we also have a pipeline. And I do want to touch on one of the assets that's in your pipeline. This is an inhaled antitrypsin. This is indicated for a genetic disorder called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, or AATD. Amir, where are we in that development program?
Excellent. Great question. So the current standard of care for alpha deficiency, which is a genetic disorder, is a weekly infusion augmentation therapy of alpha-1, and that's given by infusion IV. We have such a product. This was approved by the FDA in 2010. We signed back then an agreement with Baxter, and now it's being commercialized in the U.S. market by Takeda. And we are selling it in other countries outside of the U.S. market through our own partners in different parts of the world. But Kamada was also the first and only company to be able to develop this product as a nebulized AAT, inhaled AAT. Ah. And the uniqueness about it, it's basically the first plasma-derived product, which is in a phase 3 pivotal study for the treatment of alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. The lungs are the target organ for the treatment. So alpha deficiency manifests as a lung disease, very similar to COPD. So as that being the target organ, when we give it by IV, the current standard of care, only a very small portion of the AAT actually gets into the lungs. When you give it by inhalation, majority of the dose gets into the lung. We've shown in previous studies that this is the most effective and efficient way to bring therapeutic levels of AAT into the lungs, into the deep lungs. basically compared to IV, we can give only 1/8 of the dose and still bring more quantity, more volume into the lungs. So to answer your question, we are in a phase 3 pivotal study under US IND and a European CTA. We're able to harmonize the protocol of the study between the two agencies. Study started late 2019. The COVID pandemic delayed some of the recruitment and our ability to open new sites. But earlier this year in 2022, we have basically expanded the opening of the sites and we're now accelerating the recruitment rate. And we announced a few weeks ago that we've reached 30 patients in the study, that we had very positive safety data and very positive feedback from the DSMB. And we're moving forward. And we believe that if this product is approved, it's a game changer in the Alpha-1 space, a market of over $1 billion already by IV. And inhaled AAT could be the next big thing. Again, with all the disclaimer, if we are successful in this phase 3 study.
And when might we see some data from that study?
So it's a 2-year study, the actual treatment, and it will take us another 1 to 2 years to recruit the patients. So we're looking at basically data readout around 4 years from now.
All right. And now we have to ask about JP Morgan itself. I'm very unaccustomed to talking to companies that actually make money. So what is your mission for JP Morgan?
So in JP Morgan, our goal is to meet investors. You know, being a public company, we always like to meet investors and to tell our story and to bring new investors that will be interested in Kamada's shares and basically buy in the open market. We're also going to meet analysts and bankers, and we always like to try and to expand the coverage about Kamada. And I think that in general, Kamada is in a very unique position. Looking at the current strong base business, commercial business, I believe there's very little downside to the current business, while there is a significant potential upside as we continue growing the commercial business and advancing our clinical program, primarily the inhaled Alpha-1 study. So with that, we are interested in meeting new investors as well as existing ones and basically answering their questions, trying to bring some additional volume and additional new investors into the share.
Perfect. All right. I will only wish that we have good weather while we're there. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a wrap. My guest today is Amir London. He is of Kamada. He is the CEO. Amir, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me today. I hope I get to see you and all of our listeners in San Francisco.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this week's Benchtop Bios. I hope that this episode will serve as yet another data point to guide you in your investment strategies. If you wish to hear more of LifeSci's Benchtop Bios, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Google. Also, if there's a company or a particular executive you'd like to get to know, I do take requests. Please send those to ncanada@lifesciadvisors.com. Until next week then, goodbye, or for that matter, good sell, whatever boosts your portfolio.